This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
Just so you know, I'm up at this cat birthday party the other day.
What are you talking about? Talking about Charlie Braxton at the wedding?
Exactly.
Man, I couldn't make that.
Yeah. So I'm up at their birthday video. I ain't bring them nothing. So I see everybody up there got stuff for them. So I walk up to the table.
Ain't got no soy sauce up there,
baby? Nah, I ain't put no fucking soy sauce in the back, man.
Miss,
fuck the soy sauce, man. Miss, can I tell a story? I walk up to the table, right? Pick up the cake. Mush it in his face, tell him happy birthday. Niggas are probably looking at me like I'm bugging. I saw that nigga mad love, B.
We ain't looking at you like you bugging, man. You bugging, man.
This nigga be thinking that type of shit is funny.
You took the whole cake and mushed it in his face.
Whole cake.
What's up with this nigga here, man?
That's love like that, man.
What was that, B?
I'm still fucking nigga birthday party up like that. I know his girl was there. Man, listen, ass ace. Make that shot again. 5,000, can't make it again.
I don't think you look 5,000, man.
Hold on to you, man. Penny pencil, nigga, yeah, man. You know, he fucks me up, man. You always trying to save your dough and shit, man.
The thing is, baby, you fucking with the wrong nigga right now. You need to be fucking with me, man. Give me that bet, man.
Dad, you got the bet, Mr. Mitch, but you drunk tonight. Your man been drinking.
Take this nigga uptown, man.
Take me uptown, man.
I'm taking you uptown, man.
5,000, you can't make the shot. You off right here, man. You off right here, man. Your man drunk. That's off right there.
My money, man. Let me get my money, man. Let me get my money, man.
Nigga, bet it right back. That ain't nothing, man. Yeah, nigga.
Thank you.
Yeah, nigga, but double up. Bet it right back. Then go your five, bet it five right back. Yeah, Mr. Mitch, double up.
Well, now this nigga feeling like
double up.
Feeling like he like you or something, man.
Like him, man. I'm me. Double up.
Let's you,
make the shot now, Mr. Mitch. Make the shot now. That's all, Mitch. Make the money count. Make the money count. Ah, nigga, that's all. Give me my money. Give me my money. Give me my money.
Come on, man.
Right here, man.
I ain't got it right now, man.
You ain't got it. No ribs.
Nah, come on, B.
No ribs, no rice, no champagne. You don't eat nothing. Give me out of my money, man. Pay my money, man.
No, hey, man. Loan me 10 G's real fast. I'll get back to the crib.
Don't you make 10 G's because I ain't giving them his food back. And no more soy sauce, nigga.
That's five, man.
What the fuck you mean, Mr. Five, man?
Let me 10 real fast, big. I'm going to give you the dough when I get back to the crib. That's five, man. I'm paying for your paper bag games and shit.
Good sleep out, motherfucker. Go on the stage, man. Good sleep out.
Yo, man. I wanted to play that intro real quick. I appreciate all of y'all tuning in to State of New York Knicks podcast right now. This is such a blessing. It's funny because I'm actually inside of my family's liquor store right now, and I'm actually hosting this pod, so I appreciate y'all tuning in. I mean, I had to play that first. That intro was one of the most legendary intros of movie history, as far as Mitch, and I wanted to get that out there, man. Me being from Harlem, me being from the East Side, 118th and First Avenue. But with that said, this game, This was a game that I expected to lose. I expected Precious to be on Zion Williamson. I expected Josh Hart to be on Brandon Ingram. I expected us to not win because Jalen Iverson was also not playing. And that's what's supposed to happen in a game like this. Tough that we was fighting back in this game. I really like the fact that we was really fighting back, especially in the fourth quarter. You know, Deuce, he hits a three. The Knicks was within nine. Precious had 13 and 5 rebounds at the free throws at that point. Bojan had 20-plus points off the bench. So that's something that you could look at and be proud of. Precious had a lot of offensive rebounds this game. He had 2-plus offensive rebounds. He had 2-plus offensive rebounds in the past couple of games. So that's something that you would like to look at. My only glaring thing about this game, and I don't want to complain about it, but your man Alec Burks, Tony. Like, Alec Burks whack, bro. He whack, bro. When you admit, you and your stupid-ass followers admit, like, Alec Burks is some ass, then we can have a realistic conversation about Alec Burks, bro. Because it ain't no way, bro. It's no way. He is fucking doodle, bro. Doodle sauce, bro. Even tonight, I don't know what's his elite skill, right? When you talk about Alec Burks. Alec Burks, he doesn't defend well at a high clip. He don't shoot well on the Knicks at a high clip. I'm trying to figure out, what is the beef with Alec Burks, bro? Like, what does he need to do to be better? That's all I'm asking from Alec Burks. I just want Alec Burks to be better, bro. That's the only glaring thing I've seen from this game. But outside of that, you know, obviously Josh Hart is not going to guard Brandon Ingram at a high clip. Obviously, Deuce McBride is not going to create for others at a high clip. So this game, I'll chalk it up. I chalk it up as a learning game. As a learning game for Tom Thibodeau and other guys that we've had. Bojan Bogdanovic has been passing the test. He's been actually great so far when he's gotten to the Knicks. It's just Alec Burks. I think the problem with Alec Burks is just simply roll, right? I think when we get Julius Randle back and these other guys, I think he'll be set in this proper role. Tonight, he was asked to do a little too much, and that was the stuff he was asked to do during the times of COVID, and something that I disagree with. But, you know, I understand, and he was the only negative tonight. But with that said, my guy Tony, man, what's up, man? How you doing? You know, another day in Knicks land, Knicks loss. We are shorthanded, obviously, but you know, you wanted to see the positives in this game, and I was trying to look for a positive in this game. The only positive I seen, matter of fact, my fault, Tony, was Big Paza, Dante DiVincenzo. I love Dante DiVincenzo, man. Dante DiVincenzo has been a revelation to everything that the Knicks stand for. And he's been a guy who I really appreciate. I've been a guy who've watched these, journeyman guys come through here. And Dante DiVincenzo, he's been perfect, man. He's been great, man. He's been so solid. And I really appreciate that from him, especially the shooting. I think he's one of the best shooters that I've ever seen in the Knicks jersey. Within the past 20 years, and that's just, yo, cuzzo, what up, man?
What's good?
Yo, cuzzo, you can't get that for me?
Get what for you?
I want this right here, this on the rocks.
I'm gonna play right.
Give me this on the rocks for your cuzzo, man. That's for the love. Thank you, and I appreciate that, cuzzo. Bring that to me in the black when you get a chance. Tony the OG. What's up, man? Talk to me, man. Oh, Tony left. All right, cool. Oh, so it's me by myself. So I can just talk my shit. All right, bet. Anyways, this season specifically, I want the Knicks to make sure that they get their guys healthy. I don't want the Knicks to go into the playoffs hampered or have any type of excuse as far as winning, as far as, you know, getting deep in the playoffs, as far as Tom Thibodeau being the coach. So me, the rest of this season, I'm just focused on Knicks players' health, and also I'm focused on the individual players, what they do in these individual games. And Bojan, he's been great, bro. He's been playing. He plays so well, and I'm so mad that people like, you know, Anthony MSG and Knicks Homer and these guys, they've been, you know, you know, they've been coming at me for years, and we've been going at it. And I know you had to pay them for, and guys like Anthony MSG and other guys, we've been going at it for years, and yo, Tony, I got like invite and quest for you to be the host. I don't know what you have to do, but you need to go back down. Yeah, you need to like exit out the app and then click his iPods, and then I got you. Tony, what's up, man? Yeah. Salud. You know, once again, Unk, man, I respect everything that you do and bring to the Knicks Twitter. So I got to keep showing you that love. Right now, I'm in Harlem, the liquor store. And, you know, I just watched the Knicks lose. What do you have to say about the loss today? And is there any positives that we're going to take? Because that's what I want to look for, the positives. The only positive that I took from today was Bojan. I love Bojan. He plays great. You was right about Bojan. I was wrong. And I give you that about Bojan or anybody who spoke highly of Bojan. He's really good. Alec Burks, on the other hand, that's a convo for
fucking
another
up,
night.
I know.
What's up, Tony?
He's fucking up. He'll get a whole lot less time usage and everything when everybody's back. He's going to be a few minutes a game. I think just over 10 and shit. So we'll be all right. I'm not worried about that shit. I'm not worried about this game. It's a fucking back-to-back. We was already crazy injured. Then they went and sat fucking Hart. I'm sorry, Hart. And then they sat Jalen. Fuck you want us to do? New Orleans is fucking back to being healthy. They got Murphy. They got fucking Ingram. Zion's playing. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They're healthy. What are you going to do? The other night we went over schedule. Most of us had this as a fucking L. Again, it's also a back-to-back. So you look at the few guys who chipped in and fucking played well. You know what I'm saying? Dante, Bojan. Yo, that shit works, bro. No matter what game, you hitting 40% from that three line, bro. When these guys get back, that's going to be big help. I'm not looking at this game like nothing, man. I'm not worried about it. I agreed with Cassius. He put up a post. He said, we should just go to the Nick at night. Now, I don't mean any disrespect towards the, you know, my man State's post game. It's the place to be, no doubt. I just took it as, like, there ain't no need to fucking come in here and hear everybody cry about the game. Everybody watched it. We saw what the fuck happened. The fans who are fanning of this team know what the fuck was going to happen. So why come in here and fucking hear people cry and shit like that? That's all. So with that, I'm going to sit back. Hopefully nobody gets out of pocket too hard that I got to come at your fucking neck. And it's no disrespect. You know what I'm saying? It's just ball talk is how I mean that. And that's it, man. If you feel like breaking down a few of these players, do so. Definitely. I'm not telling you not to. Just saying, like, as far as taking this shit to heart and complaining about it, Come on, man. Yo, go take any team in the fucking league and pull their fucking starting five off the fucking court and tell me how they're going to fare. You know what I'm saying? The team was fucking fighting. They brought it within a few points a few times. It's good to see. You know what I mean? And it's great to see from a fucking Knicks team, bro, because we don't get it much. So with that.
Yo, you know what I will say, Tony? I'm officially calling Tony Unk. I'm trying to not call him OG because I know he not that much older than me, so I'm going to try to call him Unk. I'm looking at a picture of my pops right now in the liquor store, RIP, and I'm trying to make it an emphasis on showing respect to these guys that's older than me and show them love. And, you know, I appreciate people like Tony who has, yo, y'all don't know, like, how I don't even know the word, like, intricate, like, integral, like, I don't even know the word right now to say, but, like, as far as, like, maturing as a man and, like, a person and a human being, y'all don't know how much Tony means to me personally. And me and Tony have those conversations, like, off this Twitter app and shit like that, and we text each other a lot. So, like, shout-outs to Tony and everything. And also, shout-outs to Julius Randle, man. Shout-outs to Julius Randle. I want to make sure that Julius Randle, you know, and his mother, shout-outs to Mama Randle. Mama Randle she's such a special person to me. Y'all don't know how special Mama Randle is.
She is a real one, bro.
She's a real one. I promise you, I speak to Mama Randle a lot. She is a real one, bro. And she's so authentic that she will leave certain messages that I send her to Randle. This is why I don't even dog Randle no more. Like, it feels funny when I do it. You get what I'm saying? Like, it feels disrespectful. And I'm trying to, like, make sure I show Knicks fans, like, I'm a person who I could dog a person. Because y'all know how I've been. Like, when I first came to Knicks Twitter, I was dogging Randle every day. Fuck him. He's a bitch. I don't like the way he plays. He plays like an asshole. Let's trade him. Trade him for Shannon Crowder in 2 first round. Y'all know how I get with Randle. But at the same time, this is why I feel like I'm a Knicks content creator that I should be treated differently than others. Is I understand my wrongs. I understand shit that I say. I'm not hard to talk to. You know what I'm saying? And I'm tangible. So I'm not a person that you'll comment under my tweets and I won't respond to you. I will respond. I'm not some person. I'm not Hollywood, bro. Even when when I get to that level, I will never act like that towards y'all. So I just want y'all to always fuck with me, man. Always fuck with me, man. I'm from the block, man. I want to treat y'all the same, like, how we all want to be treated. But Brutus, talk to me, man. Tom Thibodeau had Precious on Zion. I like that matchup, but, you know, we still lost. But Tom Thibodeau was still doing his thing, man. Talk to me, Brutus.
Yeah, man, it's no big deal. This game, you know, we had to know what the deal was once you knew that Jalen and Hartenstein wasn't going to play. Like you said, you're down 5 pretty much starters. I mean, what is there to do? We did fight. I liked the fight. I really like Bojan's minutes. He's still kind of trying to find his way. I see, you know, because a lot of times he's just going to the corner. And it was never really his role. He liked to roam around a lot more and also get screens set for him. And he could probably be more effective at even doing what he does. But he's still doing pretty well with what Tibbs has him doing so far. So I'm taking that good. Alec Burks right now is just struggling, straight struggling. I mean, some of the bunnies that he's be missing is just, it's wild. It's one thing, you know, he was brought in here to make the 3-pointers. He's not making those. And then, you know, he was always not shooting well from the field. But some of these shots that he's getting here, I mean, like right at the rim, man. I mean, I just don't understand it, man. This man is really lost something. And maybe because in Detroit, it was just so free and open because they're so bad that his numbers was looking good. But when you're on a team that's really competing and a team that's going against you that's competing, he's not up to par right now. So I'm hoping that we see a lot less minutes of him. I don't want to see Deuce's minutes reduced in favor of him. He's going to have to earn it, in my opinion, for my respect, he's going to have to earn it. It shouldn't be given to him, nothing. When the guys come back, he should fade to black. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be my saying. When the guys come back, Alec Burks fades to black. And that should pretty much be it as far as him. Other than that, man, the expected happened. From what I understand, like pretty much a lot of the top Eastern Conference teams were in play, and a lot of them, unfortunately, are winning their games, so they're going to catch up with us again. So at some point, we do got to get this health situation together and get these guys out on the floor, and we're going to have to make a little run. With all these games like this, it's seemingly more and more like we're going to be further away from like a second and third seed. Our goal, I guess, is still to try to get there. But with the way our health is right now, it's going to be tough. That means we're really going to have to be going balls to the wall, you know, pedal to the metal to try to catch up because of this, you know, little stretch right here. I think we won 2 out of our last 8 games. So, yes, we're not looking at it any kind of way because we understand the situation, so that's good. So nobody should be wilding out. But at the same token, we got to get our guys back. And that's just the bottom line, man. But peace and love to you guys, man, always, man. And I can't wait for this Nick at Night thing.
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
I might try to get a nap so I could be up for this thing and I don't go to sleep on it.
A nap? You went to sleep last night. We was up.
Yo, right after y'all said, like, yo, somebody called on me and I heard that. And I was there and I was like,
yeah,
yo,
I bet
still
you
here.
Did, motherfucker.
Yo, as soon as I hung up from that, I was knocked the fuck out, man. It's not even a good But I'm gonna try to be
yo,
up
yo,
there.
You know what it is, Brutus?
Yes, sir.
You know what it is, Brutus? A lot of people, y'all don't understand, like, a lot of people go to sleep this shit. Like, this Nick at Night shit. You don't know.
Yo, it's like the radio for me, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll leave it on the radio, and I'll go to sleep on it, and you know, that, and that's it. Yo, but there's been times I went to sleep on that shit and woke up, and it's still going. That's probably what's going to happen tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Peace and love, y'all. Yo, Tony, what's up? Oh, Tony done dropped again? Oh, he's connecting again. But,
come Sony on that bullshit, man.
Yeah, see you guys over there, man. Yep. Everybody in here, the Queens, everybody, man. Now, we didn't have a pregame tonight, man, because Twitter was fucking up on me, wouldn't allow us to be great. But we'll be back on the next game, no doubt.
Yo, appreciate you, bro. Shout out to Charlotte, man. I love Charlotte. I love LTK. I've always been a person who want to show love to everybody. If you want to go to her space and then come to mine, I don't give a shit. Like, you know what it is? People don't think the same of you the way you think the same of them. And sometimes, you know, conflict of interest happen. And the reason why you don't see me and Charlotte on the same spaces no more, to be clear, is because we just have a conflict of interest. I love Charlotte. I don't want to be a Knicks beat reporter at all. I don't aspire to be that. I aspire to be somebody who's for the streets, who's for the hood, somebody who Alan Hahn could come up, shake their hand and say, yo, state, yo, I see you. I see what you're doing and show me love like that. That's what I aspire to be. I don't want to be a Knicks beat reporter like that. And I just feel like Charlotte, she wants to be in that realm. And I respect that, and I love her to death. She'll probably never say that about me because of the person she is, but I would say that about her. Like, I love her to death. And I hope she becomes great in all her endeavors. With that said, I'm from Harlem, baby, and you still a competitor, and I think everybody trash but me. Main character syndrome. You get what I'm saying? I think Nick Holmes shit trash too. I talk shit to him too. I don't care. When you have a confidence, it's a certain type of confidence that you're supposed to have. And I know that Nick's Homer respect this confidence. When you have a certain type of confidence, nobody can move you off your pivot. Nobody. And that's what the people respect. They gotta respect that. Oh, nah, state say something, you know somebody. Yeah, that's all I needed. That's all I needed was a laughter emoji from Nick's Homer. That's all I needed. Now I'm vindicated. You know what I'm talking about, bro. A lot of people be acting funny like, oh, we don't know what he talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Yo, Jimmy, man, you from the Bronx, man. You better talk some shit out on the head, man. You be making me mad, God.
Fuck Harlem.
Because y'all Bronx niggas, man. I don't know, Jimmy, man.
Too many white people.
Oh, my God.
Too many white people moving to Harlem. Y'all niggas is on butter right now.
What you mean we on butter? What you mean? What we do? What Harlem do now? What we do
the
now?
Softest niggas be hanging out at Skinny's over there, man.
Yo, no cap. Only Harlem niggas wear Skinnies, bro.
No, I'm talking about Skinnies, the club over there on 125th. Actually, 130th.
Ain't no club on 25th called Skinnies, Jimmy.
Skinny Cantina.
Jimmy.
Skinny Cantina.
Jimmy.
Brother. Right on 130th.
You lying, bro.
Highway, brother.
Ain't you that lying,
not
bro.
I lying, no brother. Club it's a Mexican restaurant. All the Harlem niggas be there. All the OG. Bro,
this nigga's lying, man. This nigga, what you call it?
Skinnies Cantina. We call it Skinnies.
Oh, Cantina. Look, you said Cantina. Now, Cantina, yo, cuzzo.
That's Skinny, you know, Cantina, that's right? The name of it.
Yeah, we know Cantina, nigga. Well,
let me know when you want to flow over there. Let me know. I'll walk you in, man.
Yo, Jimmy, what's good, Kane? Talk to me, man. How you feel about the game tonight, man? If you want to troll.
No, man.
Jimmy, if you want to troll, this is the one night for you to troll because I'm kind of sauced.
So you better troll and troll good. I'm just mad I didn't bet on the game, man, because I knew he was losing this shit. I mean, we didn't have nobody, man. It's one of those games, you know, we've been seeing too much of lately. Everybody hurt. You know, we got all the backups in there. It's done, man. That's a good Pelicans team, man. As soon as they get their, their guards situated and they can stay healthy in the playoffs, they're gonna be a problem, that team. They got a nice squad. So what are you gonna do, man? You know, I would like to have seen more from Deuce today. It's just that Pelicans play D, man. They don't give you a break. They tall, they athletic. And I just wanted to see if Deuce could do something today, but I guess I expect too much from him right now. He's still young. I'm not crazy about him, but I would like him to prove me wrong. But it's games like that make me wonder how what he's going to do in the playoffs when he's got to play 10 or 15 minutes against a team really getting in his shorts. So it is what it is, though. We wait for all the guys. I'm happy, actually, State. I want to compliment you. You know, you finally turned the corner on my man Randall. I like that, man. You was on the far end when I first started listening to you, man. What's wrong with this kid, man? Why is he hating on Randall? And now you're a human being now with Randall. That's a good thing.
Yo, you sound like a hoe, man. You sound like a hoe. You ain't give me...
Girls,
yo,
call me that.
That's why I talk about you Bronx niggas, man.
Girls, call
yo,
me that.
You ain't give me no basketball take, huh? Yo, listen. Randall is not my op. Do you need me to say that to you again?
You're going to love him He's in not the playoffs. My op, you're going to love him in the playoffs. I'm telling you.
Yo, listen. As far as the playoffs is concerned... Randall already got an out, and his out is Tom Thibodeau bitch ass. So it's like, there's no way I could blame Randall for anything right now, bro. So now you're at this point where you just bitching.
And that's why you're going to love him in the playoffs when he plays his ass off. And, you know.
All right. Say no more.
I'm telling you.
Say no more. So when they get to that point, nigga, talk. But don't talk to me now. This is the problem with you, Bronx niggas, man.
That you've crossed the street. You've joined us, man. That's a good thing.
Nigga, I ain't crossed the street, nigga. I'm still on the other side, nigga. I'm looking at you, nigga. Wait.
We embrace you. I got your Randall jersey for the playoffs. Let me get you the little Randall jersey.
Yo, I'll send you my address, man. Send me my Randall jersey.
Well, what you want? Large, XL? What you want, man?
I need a medium. Send me my Randall jersey, nigga.
Come on, man. We don't wear,
send me my Randall jersey. Wear tight. I'm going to send you my address when the night is over. And it's like 2 a.m, I'm going to send you my address. Send me my Randall jersey, bro.
We don't wear tight jerseys in the Bronx. I got to get you an L, my nigga. You can't wear no tight jersey.
I wear it. Whatever you send, my nigga.
I know you Harlem niggas don't wear tight clothes.
Wait, hold on. Yo, Jimmy, I love you, bro. I love Randall, my nigga. Randall's my nigga.
Okay.
Like, I have no beef with Randall, my nigga. It's just you corny-ass niggas. Y'all have no takes after we traded RJ, my nigga. Yeah, you have no takes, my nigga. The difference between... This is why Knicks fans see the real between, like, me and other niggas. After RJ got traded, you still see me thriving, nigga. I fucks with Randall. I fucks with any Knicks player, bro. I'm not a player fan, bro.
All I can say about RJ is I told you so. That's all I got to say.
Nigga, you ain't tell me nothing. Yo, Jimmy, you going... Yo, D, what up, man? Your man going to make me mad. We going to end this early, though. We going to end this early because D already wrote me in the chat like, yo, state, man. We want to go to court. We want to send this man to court. We got to go to court early tonight. So I'm going to respect what D said to me, right? And I'm going to end this early. I wanted to end it early anyway because I really want to get into court. So the preliminaries. Matter of fact, fuck it. We starting it now. How many people was in? It's 88 people. We starting it now. Yo, listen. Ty, talk about, give me your game take. And now I'm getting straight into court session, brother. Because your man Smooth and Cassius, I got them on a RICO charge.
You're going to have to wait at Nick and Knight for that fact, state. You're going to have to wait at Nick and Knight for that.
You know what, Eddie?
Yo, state, just start the court.
We have to be dressed up. There's to be law and order in the court. We need a bailiff, the judge, the fucking jury, the whole nine. It cannot start here.
Can I be the dirty cop to paddle him in the
no,
head?
No, see, this is what...
No, nah, you cannot be the dirty cop. I will mute you.
Hey, man.
There will be order in the court, state.
All right, yo, state.
There will be order in the court. I'm a fair judge. Not a judge.
I can be bought off, just so you know. I can be bought.
So people already said they don't want me to be the judge.
You
want to
do it now?
We're going to wait till later, Deesh.
Yeah, because we...
Nah, we got
this is a post-game space.
Yeah, people don't even know that. People think it's going on.
No, I'm letting them know, though.
They're not all
here. I'm letting them know.
Not even here.
State. No. You said you're sauced. I can't allow it.
Hold on, Eddie.
You cannot
on,
be
Eddie.
The judge. I can't
I'm
allow
one of the
you.
Main,
you
no, I'm not
you
a judge. I'm not a judge. I'm one of the main prosecutors.
That's why you
in this
can't
case.
Be. That's why you can't be the host, fool. I'm the moderator.
I wasn't going to be the host. This is post game.
Deesh and I will be moderating.
I'm about to say,
this is preliminary. No, I told you this is preliminaries. This is before the Knicks at Night show. This is the.
But you want to talk about the game a little bit, maybe?
But fuck the game. I'm done with the game, Eddie. I ain't gonna lie. I'm done with the game.
Well, what was?
I'm done.
What, give us a take at least on the fucking game. All
right. So wait, hold on. The game.
All right.
Let me do my civil service, man. Because everybody asking. So everybody that's here. I'm gonna make up a time right now because I can see where this shit is about to go. So 11 o'clock, regardless if state is sourced or not, we're gonna start the Nick at Night show. I'm the moderator.
No. 10:35.
You want 10 minutes? All right, cool. That's even better. Let me go tweet it. So 10:35, 10:40, pull up to my space. We got either Nickinator, Brutus, or Billy as the judge. It's already been decided. You know, that's the only fair way. Then we got State, we got Ari. I think Cash is going to be a representative for Smooth. Smooth is going to be there. I'm going to tweet it out now. I'm dropping down because y'all about to be here for like 30 minutes. I already know.
And D, Deja, I'd like to be one of the members of the jury.
Got you.
It depends.
Well, we'll
because
decide.
I'm one of the main. It depends because I'm one of the main prosecutors in this case. I will be charging Smooth with felony, class A felony, first degree.
So you're throwing the book at this guy.
Earlier, D?
You're throwing the book at him, Stake, correct?
I'm throwing the book at him. Look.
You're throwing 80s drug laws books at him.
No. Who wants the death penalty? I don't want the death penalty.
You bringing back the death penalty for life. Smooth?
Yes. He want the death penalty. I want life.
You sound like a Republican, man.
Yeah.
you're bringing back the death penalty. You sound like you're the governor of Texas or some shit.
Oh, God, man. I appreciate you guys, man, for pulling up, man. Post-game space. Obviously, the Knicks lost to New Orleans Pelicans. Just another game in the books. We was only talking about the specifics. What was the positives? What was the negatives? For anybody just joining in now. And
here you go, Steve. Here's what happened in the game. It was a fucking tale of two halves. Mm-hmm. Knicks kept it within 1 point in the first half. And in the second half, the Pelicans went fucking nuts. In the fourth quarter, they were perfect from the 3-point line. Up until 3 minutes ago, they didn't miss a shot. They were fucking 12 for 12. So that was basically where this game was won. And the Knicks couldn't hit a shot to save their life. So if you want to know how the game, what happened, nobody could score. Nobody could get a bucket. Dante, 8 of 21. Hart was 6 of 15. McBride, 3 of 11. Fucking bum-ass Burks, 1 of 7. Knicks got beat in all the major categories. Points in the paint, rebounds, three-point percentage, points over turnovers, field goal percentage, three-point percentage. You name it, the Knicks, name the category, the Knicks lost. That's it. I'll end my plane there.
Well, that's basically what happened to this game. 35, once again, I want y'all to all, and I will be there too. Knicks at Night show tonight. We will be holding trial for certain Knicks fans. If any other Knicks fan needs to be held on trial tonight, make sure you send in your information upon why they need to be held on trial. Now, this is just me. If I was a diehard Knicks fan and I wanted to come into this space of Knicks fandom, Knicks Twitter, I would make sure that I would delete every single picture that I have of any other team apparel on my picture. And the reason why is just because of shit that's happening right now. Somebody's being accused of being a Celtics fan. And when you get accused of shit like that, that is very egregious. But when you have your picture in black and white, that's where state comes into question. And I say, hey, that means that you took time in your picture and swiped over and picked the black and white. So that's why I got a problem with it. It's questionable to me. With that said, man, yeah, I love Knicks fans, man. It's another loss in the books. Yo, Jimmy, man, you Bronx niggas, man. What do you have to say to me, bro?
Yo, is it more than one? Is Smooth and who else?
I have a RICO charge going. I apologize. Thank you, Jimmy. This is why I love Jimmy. You Bronx niggas, y'all be edging shit on. That's the problem with you Bronx niggas. Yeah, I used to do that when I was in college. When I was in college, that was around 2008. You Bronx niggas edge everything. So I want to present a RICO charge of conspiracy of fandom, felony first degree. I'm extending this RICO charge to Smooth, Cassius.
Ooh.
Somebody else. It was somebody else too, Jimmy. I can't think of their name right now, but when it comes to my mind, I got you.
Wire fraud.
I'm definitely
wire fraud.
Why am I offering the RICO charge? I'm offering the RICO charge because we need the uphold Knicks Twitter to the highest standard. And we need to hold everybody accountable for anything they do. Yep. This shit that Smooth did, he needs to remember this for the rest of his life and make sure.
State, I think he was saying wire fraud. Wire fraud. Yes. You know, get him for state because since it's over the internet and it's multiple states.
That's right. That's why it's fraud.
Federal.
This is federal now. States.
Yo, he's going to do now federal.
Not that I know anything about wire fraud, but you know, to throw it in there, you know.
Sounds like it, when somebody says that, it sounds like they know a lot about wire fraud. This motherfucker's probably cheating people out of our wires.
I'm innocent. That's all I got to say, man.
Yeah, once you cross state lines, you go federal.
There you go.
And you get federally fucked. The federal sentencing guidelines.
I hear things, Eddie.
Yeah, so do I.
Yo, you fucking guys, man. Oh my God, you fucking guys, man.
No, but could we talk about Alec Burks being 7 for 27 in his last three games?
No, we cannot talk about Alec Burks because this
that nigga's ready.
This is what you wanted. No, no, no. Order in the court. Order in the court. Order in the court. This is what you guys wanted. You guys wanted the kids traded. You guys wanted me to stop bitching. Knicks homer. Me and him got into an argument because I was complaining about Alec Burks. You have not seen me complain about Alec Burks. I don't want to hear no bitching about Alec Burks from you guys. You better love his deficiency alone. Only allow negative Knicks Twitter to talk about Alec Burks. I don't want to see Jimmy from the BX post a tweet on the timeline and say, Alec Burks sucks. No, my nigga. You was talking about RJ Barrett for years, my nigga. Now you want to say Alec Burks sucks? Shut the fuck up and fan, you hoe. Shut up. Shut up. Jimmy, shut up. Shut up. Yeah, you laughing. You know, look, that's all I needed. That's all I needed. Yo, you know a nigga wrong? When he just laughing. When he only got shit. You know Jimmy usually got shit to say. Thank you, Eddie, for unmuting everybody. Jimmy usually got shit to say. You notice he ain't got nothing to say right now, right?
He's a little off, that's all.
Nah, I'm a little off. Nigga, you a little off. OG got elbow-itis. Don't let that negative don't let it come out of me. I see skills. I see ebony. I don't want to black out. I see Niche. I see Melly. I love Melly. Naima. I'ma have all these ladies with state merch before this year end. That's on my grave. That's on my grave. I'ma have every female who pops into a state space and I see you in my space. I swear to God, I'ma have you on my merch before this year end. I gotta send Niche some more shit too. Cause Niche a cop. Niche a gangster. I love Niche. Needs to cop that merch. She'll send that money. How much is it? Instantly. I love Niche. I can't wait to meet more Knicks Twitter ladies. Yo, Jimmy. Your man in question. Love you guys. Let me get out of here. It's time for the Knicks at Night show. It is time. We will hold these guys accountable. We going to go to court. I am one of the Eddie? I'm not a public defender. They don't get paid. Public defenders is for people who go to the bookings and they don't got no money. I got some money. That's my we got lawyers tonight. We got judges tonight. We are taking people to court tonight. I love you guys. And I appreciate you guys. It's your boy State of New York Knicks from Harlem. And I'm out of here. Peace out, man. You are. Motion.
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.